I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 6:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
an estimated 2,000 private school, homeschooled, and micro-schooled kids were on Capitol Hill today supporting a school choice bill. It's slated to be heard in the Senate tomorrow. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Second, a House committee has just passed Senator Mike Kennedy's bill to ban minors from transgender-related surgery. It now moves to the House floor. The bill already flew through the Senate. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
That would be southbound I-15 at Bangor Highway with two right lanes closed and slowing from Sandy. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
A little snow possible again tonight. I'm Brett Benson.
Right now, 30 degrees in Salt Lake City with a little bit of light snow coming. Now, KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says it isn't that complicated. More guns equals more deaths.
All those people on Fox primetime. Really? Crime's your number one issue? You're not going to deal with the leading cause of crime, which is guns? And you still think people should have large capacity magazine clips and weapons of damn war? What frauds? Absolute frauds.
Newsom responding to three deadly mass shootings in 2 days. A tornado outbreak near Houston, Texas.
The wind blew, and then I was like, it's a tornado, and we ran and got in the back bathroom, and then the whole thing just fell in on top of us.
A woman who lost everything when a twister plowed through Pasadena. Vice President Pence says he alerted the FBI as soon as he learned classified documents were found at his Indiana home. Dozens of advocates, including drag queens, in full makeup rally today at Missouri State Capitol against bills that are seen by some as unfriendly to the transgender community. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall gave the annual State of the City address tonight. First time it's been presented in a large public setting since 2020. She began by praising the accomplishments of Salt Lake City, the growth of the airport, the new hotels, downtown businesses in a city she calls in a constant state of forward motion.
I am so proud of you, Salt Lake City, for all that we've accomplished together. What an undeniably exciting time of possibility and potential for our city right now. Downtown Salt Lake City has not only recovered from the pandemic, but it's more alive and energetic than ever. Based on visitation to shops, restaurants, offices, and parks, our downtown has recovered better than any other downtown in the nation. Having our downtown powered by net zero renewable energy is right on the horizon for us, as well as more than a dozen cities across the state of Utah, thanks to the first of their kind partnerships that we forged together. The biggest stars in the NBA are going to be playing in our front yard next month, bringing with them more than $40 million in economic impact and another opportunity to show the world Salt Lake City. Instead of moving on from the outdoor retailer show and its $46 million annual investment in our region, we work together We showcased our city's unrelenting commitment to environmental stewardship, and we won them back for new shows that just started up this month. And if you ask me, we are on the right track for being able to say we're going to get another well-known winter sports event to come back to our city in 2030 or 2034.
Salt Lake Mayor Erin Mendenhall delivering her State of the City address. She lauded the city's efforts on environmental issues, including partnering with UTA for free fare programs on buses, tracks, and front runner ahead of the NBA All-Star game that comes to the city next month.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.